Transmitting to you from Old Heart Radio.
So, you know, original idea, we pushed it aside for yet another episode, which is possibly good. When I put on the original playlist we were going to talk about tonight, it, I don't want to say assaulting, but it was just like so abrasive. And then there was a random song about a cheeseburger in there and I just wasn't ready for it. So, you know, like Jimmy Buffett just died. I'm already thinking about cheeseburgers in paradise. I don't need a heavy cheeseburger song right now. So we'll when it does, on the next one.
When it does drop, the corn dogs are in for some juice.
Oh God,
something juicy.
Some corn dog water.
That's right.
So tonight. Most of the council has assembled. We've got Masters Jones, Masters Flannery, and Master Gill, and of course myself, Master Bug. So, you know, anytime we have a meeting of the minds, it's got to be for a big reason. It's got to be for a good playlist. You know, it's got to be to defeat the Dark Lord Sauron. So, it's been a while though since we've had to face a threat on this level. You know, and I think we came up with a good playlist to combat the break that we've been on. It's kind of another catch up, you know, another what the fuck have we been listening to? And there are some wild cards on there today, so that's for sure. I mean, any general thoughts on tonight, guys, on tonight's playlist? The We're Back, a dinosaur story or tale, one of the two.
Oh, that fucking movie.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
It's a big movie. That was a Spielberg movie.
Oh, that's really? Nice. Forget that. I just don't remember the guy with the screw in his eye or whatever.
Yeah, his name was literally like Screw Eye. The one.
Yeah. A little lazy writing there, but.
No, that movie was really good. I like the part where the T-Rex does a skateboard grind on a Ford F-150 on the Golden Gate Bridge or whatever. That part was pretty sick.
No, it's as is tradition.
Yeah. Jameson, do you even know what movie we're talking about?
No, I got no fucking idea.
I think you see the cover art.
You probably recognize the cover.
From the poster, you'd be what
is said movie?
It's called We're Back. And I can't remember if it's a dinosaur tale or a dinosaur story, but We're Back.
We're Back, a dinosaur story, the 1993 film.
Yes, film indeed.
Let's see.
It is that classy. It's something that should be screened in schools for educational purposes, because I'm pretty sure this is based on real life events.
I've seen this movie.
It's okay. Right up there with, what is that one? Rock-a-doodle rooster.
Rock-a-doodle-doo?
Yeah. Elvis rooster.
I haven't thought about that shit in so long.
Starring John Goodman, Martin Short, and Jay Leno.
Leno. Anytime Jay Leno's involved in something, it's got to be gold.
Yeah, I'm an anti-Jay Leno guy.
Just joking. Yeah, I don't really know. Out of all the late night hosts, Jay Leno was probably the one I cared about the least. I cared about Arsenio Hall more than I cared about Jay Leno.
Are you guys forgetting the Crimson Chin?
The Crimson Chin.
As voiced by Jay Leno?
You got me there. Probably his best work.
Spielberg is not attached to this. Oh, wait. Oh, it's right at the top. It says Steven Spielberg presents, but he's not credited as a director or anything else. So it must have been like his production company.
That's how I think Ready Player One is, because he was attached to that, but was a director or producer or anything like that.
This was apparently directed by a man named Dick Zondag. And he doesn't even have his own hyperlink on Wikipedia, so pretty uninspiring.
Dick Zondag.
That just sounds like a ghostwriter name or something like that. Like what is the pseudonym that some writers use?
Exactly.
Imagine Dick Zondag being one of our like few listeners.
He's just out there like, I'm real, so damn it, guys. dick is just waiting for us to reach out for to ask him for a playlist.
Hit us up, Dick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, corn dogs. We might as well just wrap ourselves up in it. We gotta start battering and frying this fucking playlist. So, yeah, you know it. You know it. It's nasty. Also, our other council member, Mr. McGrady, is under the weather. So best wishes to him, corn dogs. Jameson, we're starting with you. The first track on the We're Back playlist is Fear by Commonwealth.
Yeah, so I think I mentioned, and it's been a long time now, but I mentioned that my Spotify algorithm has finally updated because I no longer share my Spotify with my wife. So my Discover Weekly has been quite tasty now that it's finally my algorithm. So all three of my picks came from Discover Weekly playlists. This album I've been obsessed with lately. I even fired it out a few weeks ago into the group chat to see if anyone else would have liked it, but this is the first track on that album. It's like, it's some good pop punk, definitely some sad emo tones to it, but I don't know why, I've just been had this album on repeat for a couple weeks now. And in the history of this band, it shows that it's like ex-members of a band called Movements, which I'm almost certain we've featured them on this show before. It sure sounds familiar, but I don't know what track it was. So, yeah, just something that I'm really digging on lately.
Oh, yeah, Movements. Movements is familiar. One of their songs has been on my radar for a while, Colorblind. It's another, like, almost like upsettingly like emo song, yeah, but you're just like, ah, sometimes you just feel it, you know. Yeah, no, this track's dope, dude. Like, it's like you said, it's like, you know, it's kind of like pop, like emotional pop punk, you know. It's,
yeah,
got some weight to it. I like the production value on it. Like, I think the drums sound really good. And overall, I mean, yeah, it's kind of, I just, like, off and on, some, like, one of these types of songs will hit and kind of get stuck in me, and that's this track. Like, it was kind of like buzzing around my head all day after, yeah, I, like, you know, listened to it on my, for the first time on my lunch break. I was just like, dang. So yeah, good pick, man. I will have to follow up the rest of that album. I listened to a couple of tracks on there, but I sort of like picked through it. I'll have to just like sit down and listen to the whole thing one morning.
Yeah, the one downside, I've been looking real hard, like all over their social media, and I don't know if they're still active, but this album specifically released in 2019, and I liked every track on it. So,
yeah. Hell yeah. Nick, what'd you think about it?
Well, I do remember when Jameson recommended this to us just a little while back. It took me a couple days to actually listen to it, but I had a house cleaning day, so I just put it on the sound system about as loud as I could, and I played that album front to back. I actually really enjoyed it. But none of the other songs on that album kind of really held up to this one. This one kind of stands like at the very top of the, especially that album, and I'm thinking it's going to be one that's remembered for a while in this genre.
Nice.
It's a really good one. It is particularly emotional, as we've been saying, but I think it does it in a tasteful way, not in a Chiodos way.
Dude, I have a hilarious story about that. On my Discover Weekly last week, I got and I actually added it to my list because of how absurd it is, but the lead singer of Chiodos has released a acoustic album of Chiodos songs.
No, and it's like, bro.
Oh yeah, dude, I'll send it out in the group text. It's pretty wild.
I'm gonna have to listen to that one for sure.
It's like, I don't want to, but I know I want to. Like, oh god, dude. Dusty, how'd you feel about Fear?
That's pretty good. I kind of listened to it before it sent it out, and then this one kind of caught my ear the most, so it probably makes sense why they had it as their opening track. It just, I don't know, it reminds me, I still can't really put my finger on what it kind of reminds me of, but it's, I mean, some good pop punk emo stuff. I mean, it's a bit of a bopper, and I do have that like stuck my head, you know, around the room kind of thing. So, but no, I enjoyed this. It's always sucks when you find a band like this and you look and you're like, oh, well, they're not a thing anymore. You're like, hey, where was I on this wave years ago when they were a thing? You know, that's like one of the worst feelings, but no, solid tune.
It's true though, man. Like it's like, you're like, oh my God, yeah, this album's fucking great. I can't wait for like, what else they might have coming. And then you're just like, nah, the band dissolved 3 years ago.
Oh, this was released in 93? What the fuck?
Yes.
This Pavement is pretty cool.
Yeah, looking, these guys, they haven't said anywhere that they officially broke up or anything. And then, like, I think 2021, they put some clips on their Instagram showing them in the studio, but I haven't found any inkling of those releases or anything, so who knows, maybe one day,
maybe someday.
Yeah, that's how I felt about like Modern Baseball, and
yeah,
turned me on to him. And I look, and like the lead singer, he randomly posted some photos of like them playing an old show recently, and I was like, well, maybe there's a chance. But I think he's now a they, I think can't take the spotlight and all that. I had a lot of mental health issues, so just kind of stinks. Yeah. But it is what it is.
Yeah, that's like exactly. It's like just like a weird tease. That's how I used to feel about the band Oceana. They came out with this EP that was just fucking phenomenal. It's called the Clean Head EP, and it was this like wild, hard swing from their like really emo metalcore-ish band, like the sound that they were doing before, and then they just never dropped anything else after that EP. And I was like, we're just waiting and waiting and waiting, and just like, fuck, dude, I think this is all I'm gonna get. Like, great, thanks for that fucking job. But oh well, whatever. So I'll still listen to it. But sounds like we all connected with this track, so that's kind of cool. Like, it's always kind of nice to have a winner right out the gate. Which I can't quite say for the Rock of Love, which I have on in the background, by the way. So Rock of Love with Bret Michaels season 2. That's right. Bret Michaels is such a fucking douchebag though. Like I just don't understand it. Like he's so he's always like, yeah, you want to stay in my house and rock with me?
I was just thinking of the scene of Step Brothers when they're on the couch after they beat each other up, and then it turns to the TV and Rock of Love's on, and it's just Bret Michaels going, oh, yeah. And I'm just like, oh, it's
fucking terrifying.
Cringe.
It's gross, dude. It's gross. Like the whole like of love shows are so gross. Although me and David watched Daisy of Love, and it was so fucking funny. That's neither here nor there. We're in the weeds now. And to get us back out of it is one of my picks. So Cancer Bats, which is pretty sure we might have talked about them before. They dropped recently an album where they covered all of these Black Sabbath songs, and it's fucking awesome. Like, so I threw on Iron Man because why the fuck not? It's a cool rendition. I think it goes pretty hard. I don't know. I almost wanted to put the War Pigs one on there, but I feel like I think I put War Pigs on a playlist already. So, yeah. I mean, we've all heard Iron Man, but I wanted to hear how you guys think about the Cancer Bats version of it. Let's start with Dusty.
Yeah, at first I was like, what is this? Is this Iron Man? Like, and then it came in, I was like, oh shit, it is.
Yeah.
I forgot how long this song is. Yeah. I was thinking to myself, is the Black Sabbath version of this song that long? because it just, I mean, it's one of the songs that kind of goes on, but it's not like War Pigs. War Pigs has like lots of different parts and stuff to it. But I was like, I just, yeah, I forgot. I mean, it's only 5.5 minutes, and that's really not that bad for, I guess, a song from that era, but still, it was just random. I think they just, I feel like they tuned down like half or full step from standard tuning, and I don't know if maybe Iron Man was in drop D or something, but I just feel like they went just down another step on this one, add a little bit more fuzz to it to make it a little bit harder. I enjoyed it though. The lead singer reminded me of Chris Jericho from Fozzy. At first I was like, shit, is this a Fozzy cover?
Oh, no.
I don't hate Fozzy every once in a while, you know? No, this is fine. I mean, it's not the worst cover I've heard of this. So.
I guess I'm kind of with you, I forgot that that Iron Man was as long as it is, too, until really listening to this album. And I was just like, whoa.
I prefer the Bob Rivers Twisted Christmas I Am Santa Claus version most. But interesting to see what else is on this. Is it just like one Sabbath album, or did they take like...
They just picked some songs.
Yeah. That's what I prefer. You're just different versions. Like, yeah, I'll check that out. Cause there's some
it's fun
deep track Black Sabbath songs I think would be cool if they did. So,
dude, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just thought it was a brilliant combo. Jameson, how about you?
I mean, the musical track was pretty cool. Like, they did that well. I could not get over this guy's vocals. I thought they were pretty fucking horrible.
Oh.
was not a fan at all. But I enjoyed it, I guess, because I thought it was kind of hilarious how bad it was. But I don't know. But they definitely killed the musical portion of it. So exactly. That was cool. And I was really impressed by the bass lines in it. Like, he was playing some like chords on the bass that really filled up the track. I thought it was great, but yeah, definitely not a top pick, but it wasn't horrible.
It was a stinker, but not bottom of the barrel.
Exactly.
Nick, what about you?
That man does have a silly voice, doesn't he?
It sounds like my impression of the Ace of Spades. That's what it sounds like.
That's what I thought at first.
That's exactly it. I remember you doing like Goldar back in the day, and that's like in a similar vein. Ugh, the guy's voice is just I respect it for what it is, but it's
Goldar does Sabbath.
Sounds like the Serpent King. I don't know. It's a perfectly fine, good cover of this song. But it was a popular song during the time when people had time to watch baseball. people just had more time back then. So they had time to listen to really long songs that were just doom metal paced. This doesn't seem like they're adding so much to it except for like a shoegaze pedal board. like, they don't really add anything of themselves to it until like they get to the solo, and then they kind of have this really cool groove going on for maybe like 8 bars, and then it just stops and they go back into the regular Iron Man song, and it's just not as good.
That's a good point, actually.
I did like his little outro where he just announced the title of the song.
Yeah. That's a very Schmouder thing to have done too.
Overall, C minus.
Ooh,
better
C-.
Than the after class.
Dang, dude. Gotta report to the teacher.
Which I could be wrong, because I was like painting, so it was often like the background listening to it. But did he like jokingly say it was a Metallica song?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
The Metallica classic. Yeah, there's definitely some humor involved like throughout that whole like album that they dropped. All right, next up we got a Nick pick, I believe. Eating Food and Fighting Wizards by Big Lad. I love the fucking title.
So this was recommended to my good friend, that new AI DJ on Spotify. That guy, for the most part, has some pretty dog shit taste. But he knocked this one out of the park when he recommended this one to me. For one, when I listened to it the first time, and then every time after that up till now, I have no idea how he made this song. I don't know who Big Lad is or what kind of music, if they're a band or just a guy. I know nothing about him or them. But I'm pretty sure those were acoustic drum breakbeats with a really weird sampled or synthesized like groove going with it, and then some super hard noise gated like drum guitar kind of rock sounds that I'm still kind of curious that I'm pretty sure they're sampled. But I don't know how he made all these sounds, and it sounds really groovy altogether. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
Dude, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, it's like a perplexing song. Like, in a great way. I mean, I think you're right. I do think like those drums are definitely acoustic. Like, they sound, there's no way that that's like a program thing. But it's like, I don't know. It's just kind of like one of those tracks. It picks up, but it's still like I feel like all the pieces, they go together in a way that maybe I'm just not getting myself, because like I'm listening to like individual like instruments, you know, I'm not listening to like the overall song and picture and so it's kind of like, no, it's just a wild track. Yeah, like I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around it. Like,
it's
still
a weird sounding song, but it's just kind of captivating in that way.
Yeah, the production is incredible. It reminds me almost of like a really professional version of like an Emotron song. It just needs to...
There's a lot to unpack in that statement.
Yeah, there is. I don't know. I almost regret saying it. It's live though, so yeah. It's a weird track, man. I want to like see a robot fighting Godzilla while listening to the song, though. That's my best take. Jameson, how'd you feel about Big Lad's track here?
I think this is one of the surprises of the playlist for sure. It was really fucking good. I listened to it, I don't know, maybe more than anything on this playlist, which,
oh wow,
I mean, we didn't have a ton of time to get through all of this, but super good.
Dang. So it's one of your, you'd say it's floating around the top for you then?
It's up there. Yeah.
Well, damn, man. Dusty?
Oh, this is a ride. First I was like, oh, here comes some techno bullshit, you know. But then it kind of surprised you after about a long kind of intro. So I wasn't expecting the drums to come in like they did. Like, yeah. Typically you're just some, like, electric drums. But this one, I was like, oh, it's kind of got a edge to it, you know. But I feel like this song, you were going to say professionally Emotron. I was going to say very professional, somewhat like a sieve.
Ooh.
Because
you know?
It does sound like something that Rex would have made in his basement on his computer. It's like, but it's like really well done.
Yeah, yeah, it's like really well done.
Yeah, it's just like, if he had the technology now that we have, what he could have done compared to that really shitty Microsoft ripoff of GarageBand or whatever he was using to create that. It's like just a default program that comes on all Windows computers. But no, it's fun. I mean, the good thing about Nachi's being some techno, it didn't repeat the same beats and stuff. So no, I enjoyed it. It's kind of the definition of ADHD as well. So, but yeah, it's fun. It had some good parts to it. I mean, it's all a track.
I like that. Like that critic quote for the song. It's like, it's perfect. What'd you say? It's like, it's perfectly like ADHD or whatever. It's like,
you guys are gonna love Arch Echo then.
All right. Well, next up we got a track from Master Gil, but featuring Mark Hoppus, by Hot Mulligan.
Yeah, I think I've featured them before on another list. I've just been kind of this band I've been listening to a lot lately. They've got some catchy tunes. This is one of their more popular songs, so I figured you'd try this one out. But it's just fun pop punk song, I guess. They're kind of getting more popular. I think I put their most recent album on there, but it's just algorithm pop punk that you get, and then it kind of gets into your ear and you're like, it's a little different just because his voice is just kind of different compared to some others. But no, I don't know, nothing special about it, but just something I've been listening to. So
nice. I like it. Since you basically introduced me to Hot Mulligan, yeah, they've snuck into multiple of my mixes, and like the algorithm knows that I like them now.
Yeah.
It equally like blends in, but also stands out at, you know, I think you're right. The guy's voice is just a little bit different. But they're always like, yeah, it seems like they have a lot of just really solid tracks. So this one was one I hadn't listened to. I thought it was going to feature Mark Hoppus at some point.
No,
but I think their titles don't make any sense.
They're just one of those bands. Their titles have nothing to do with the song.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, it was a good song. I definitely will, I'm sure it'll pop up in my next daily mix, because I did give it the old thumbs up. Well, actually, now it's just a plus sign. Hey, can I take a second here? All right, yeah. Spotify, like, suck my dick. Okay, I preferred the like, you know, the like versus just like immediately adding it to my like add it to a playlist. Like, you used to not have to add it to a playlist, and now all you have is your fucking likes list, which basically is just what your algorithm's reading, right, amongst other things. So
yeah, they got rid of the heart too on playlists, so it used to be like that. Now it's just like plus sign.
There's no heart there anymore. Spotify stripping away our humanity one button at a time.
Why won't Spotify let the boys love?
Exactly. The boys just want to love. All right. And that being said, you can always corn dogs remind your friends and family to find us on Spotify or iTunes if you're still doing that. okay. Next song. All right. Which is, oh, it's one of mine. Would you imagine that, boys?
Wait,
Jameson and Nick. Oh, we got lost in the weeds. I'm sorry. I forgot that my opinion is not the only one that matters here.
I know it's been a while, but come on, motherfucker.
I'm going to gavel myself here. Okay. Jameson, take it.
Well, I know we haven't had many spicy moments yet on this playlist, but this is another like for me. Like Dusty said, I think they're getting more popular because since he showed us the first time a few episodes back, I've seen a couple posts on Reddit and stuff about, you know, people enjoying them. So they definitely seem like up-and-comers. Definitely the big selling point is the guy's voice. I guess not much else to add besides praise for it. This is probably another contender for me, but not super exciting because this is right in my, you know, in my ballpark for what I listen to daily.
Yeah, that is kind of like the interesting dynamic. Like, sometimes when we're listening to these, I really try and look for one of the songs that wouldn't have put on myself, you know, and see like how. Hey, like, is that the one I'm going to like the most? Sometimes, you know, you just get the ones that you're just like, of course I'm going to like that. Yeah. My boys have no mind taste. Well, Nick, what about you? How do you feel about Hot Mulligan?
I'm here to take issue with the nothing special remark earlier. I disagree entirely. I think these guys are a standout example of their genre, and I think they're phenomenal songwriters. It shows in the structure and in their arrangements, and that, like we've been saying already, the guy's voice is unique. His lyrics are relatable in a way that, you know, everyone gets them feels listening to him if you actually pay attention. I don't know. I think they're a great band. I also, to clarify the title of the song, why there's no actual Mark Hoppus in this song, I'm pretty sure that was like an inside joke because Mark Hoppus had featured on like a half a dozen other bands in the scene, but not Hot Mulligan. So they just titled their song that.
That's awesome, actually.
There's a song right now. Well, I know like he did a song with Oliver Tree. There's another pop punk band that he did a hit with recently. I was just like, no, maybe I get the joke on that.
Mark Hoppus should hop on here, man.
Yeah, actually, we could feature Mark Hoppus.
We could, we could. He would never be a member of the council, but he could sit akin. Okay. I mean, so it sounds like we all like Hot Mulligan. The real question is, if Caleb was here, would Caleb like Hot Mulligan?
Absolutely not.
No, he'd be the one to shit on it. There's
he'd be
the guy.
So angry about it.
Fair enough. All right. Well, now, like I foreshadowed before, trying to make it sound cool, guys. I'm sorry. One of my picks is a song called Mystery. It's a collaboration. It's like it's Turnstile and Bad Bad Not Good. They're like, they mixed like a bunch of songs together and they made music out of it. Yeah. It's called Mystery. This is just one of the songs out of three on the album. Jeremiah actually turned this on to me. He just sent me an ominous link to a YouTube video and just said, listen to this. So
taking a shit.
Yeah. He probably was taking a deuce while doing it. That boy's bowels, I swear to God. In the weeds again. So I just really appreciate it. I think it's an interesting blend of two very different sounds and styles of music. Like, and they pull it off really well. I think Turnstile, like the guy's vocals, which is the thing I would have thought would be the most weird, kind of work out really well. But that's just my humble opinion. And I know I'm not the only one that matters. So let's just jump right back in. To Nick. Nick, how'd you feel about this song?
Absolutely confused.
Fuck.
I saw Turnstile on the artist list. I don't know anything about Bad Bad Not Good. I'm pretty sure we've even featured Bad Bad Not Good, but I still cannot like recall what that was about. But Turnstile I remember liking. And listening to this track, this is not at all what I expected. It was still quite pleasant. It was nice and like ethereal, and there's that weird little kind of like Yes flute run that happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
Overall, very confusing and mysterious. So accurately named. it's fine.
All right. Well, Jameson, what about you?
Thought this song was a real bummer, man.
God damn it.
So this was the first Turnstile song that I ever heard. Jeremiah had it on his way back. So I think it was like episode 3 or 4 of this show. And he featured this, the original Turnstile version. And I got obsessed with this album last year, I think. Listened to it a lot. I think this is the best track on that album. And so I'm coming from a very biased place, but it's just a real bummer, man. This song's supposed to have lots of energy, and this just wasn't it. But I mean, I give Turnstile a lot of credit because they seem to be like really adventurous and like willing to take chances and stuff instead of just being like that. Like originally they were a hardcore punk band. They're seeming to venture off, so it's cool that they're doing that. If there's any other songs that they did with Bad Bad Not Good, I won't be listening.
Dang it, so I shouldn't drop that link in the group chat.
I mean, drop it, but I'll protest it.
It can sit there right next to the acoustic Chiodo song.
Dude, which I looked at that link, that cover. The dude looks like, I don't know. He looks like one of the Paul brothers. And it's like like Logan Paul plays Chiodos.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm gonna get down with that. Dusty, how'd you feel about this track?
It was okay. When I heard it was, or I saw it was Turnstile, I was like, is this a different version of that song? And I just kept waiting for the drop of like the guitars and everything to come in. And it just never did. I'm just like, ugh, tomorrow never came, you know? It just makes you see her. And just like, kind of just see, it kind of leaves you wanting more on it, you know? That would have been a really cool intro, I guess. Like, yeah, if they were doing that live, and then they put like a 30-second snip of that, and then they just go into the big live version, you know? But that was the most disappointing part. I think it's the second time I didn't care for this bad, not good group.
It'll continue to just be bad for Dusty.
Yeah. I feel like it was something I was on one of Lucas's playlists or something.
For sure.
But not like I hated it. I just, you know, you never come on it, you know? It just.
Yeah. It's a ruined orgasm. It's like I've said in the past.
God,
bringing it back.
Just dry, man. Well, all right. That being said, not a sponsor, but could be Blue Chew. We're waiting for you. Okay. Never have one of those nights where you just, you want to stay up late instead of sleeping tight, and you know, you just can't. And so Blue Chew, you just take it and then you put it, in your, you eat, you Blue Chew it, and then I'm a terrible spokesperson. Horn Dogs, buy Blue Chew so they'll sponsor us. There we go. Get your rock hard Horn Dogs on.
I'm still waiting. Maybe for Christmas I'm gonna buy a full hat for everyone, and every time we record we're wearing Blue Chew.
We have to wear our matching Blue Chew hats.
I don't know if they should be matching. Maybe. We'll see.
They should be. I think it'd be darling. all right. So let's just jump in with to another one of Nick's tracks, Gambit by Rez.
This is mine.
Oh, God, dude. Mine. I'm
way mine.
You heard fancy guitars and just assumed?
I did. I did. My gosh. Well, sorry about that. Jameson, you had the fancy guitars. So Gambit by, is it Resilia?
I think so. It seems like the Joey Holiday, I don't know who that is. My guess is he's probably some sort of guitarist that Nick will know. But nope, he's shaking his head. Damn it. But
Joey Holiday, a.k.a. Cheese Grater Joe.
This was another, as I mentioned, another Discover Weekly track. Seems like these guys do something like kind of Dance Gavin Dance, kind of in that lane, which they list them as like a major influence on them. You hear a lot of that. Also some like Circus Survive, Anthony Green tones in there and stuff. But I don't know, guitars are, like you guys said, they're fancy and killing a little bit. I was really interested to see if Caleb could get behind this, because while the vocals are you know, pretty unique, they're quite poppy on here. But I think this is a fun, like pretty lighthearted, good track.
Yeah, dude, this I had not heard of this group Resilia or whatever, or this track even at all. They reminded me 100% of a Coheed and Cambria song. That's where that dude's like, the dude's vocals are unique, but they sound like Claudio from Coheed to me, which is cool. I like that, like that vocal style there. It's an interesting track overall. I definitely liked it. It's probably my top three on the playlist.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just got some good energy. It's got some like I said, like the vocals kind of like almost bring like this melodicness to some parts of those like really spastic moments. The guitars are ripping. I don't know. It's a fucking cool track. I'll have to check out more of like what they have up on Spotify too. I think
they seem to be a pretty new band. Like their first release was 2019. Yeah. It seems like they have stuff like every year since then. So I've listened to it. A lot of the other stuff seems a little bit more on the like post-hardcore, you know, so like there's a lot more screaming and stuff, which isn't bad, but I haven't found another one of their tracks that's quite like this one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm interested to, like I said, I'm interested to check out more either way, because it's just, there's a lot of talent, it seems like, in this fucking song.
Yeah.
Dusty, how'd you feel about this one?
It was a good one. I just enjoyed the nice leads, you know, nice clean lead guitars throughout, which was nice. You don't really get that as much. I don't know, but I did get the vibe of the Dance Gavin Dance thing, but I don't know. I like Dance Gavin Dance. This current iteration of them, whatever. But no, solid tune. I enjoyed the guitar solo, like that just random dive bomb near the end of it. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But no, this is a fun track. I enjoyed it. So no qualms for me. I didn't really think of the Coheed thing until you said it, but he had some Coheed guests there. Yeah. So
I think so. Not at all moments, but there are definitely some like traces that I feel like. Nick, how about you, man? All this talk about ripping guitars and
it's true, these guitars do in fact rip. This band I'm definitely interested in hearing more of. This vocalist less so. I don't know what's going on with the Fairly Odd Parents tonight, but this guy sounds like fucking Chip Skylark, man. I cannot get past this guy. That's Joey Holiday. That's the singer, I believe.
Okay.
His whittle little style of singing is some Disney Channel original bullshit.
Ooh.
Really can't get past that. I think that would probably be a breaking point for Caleb too, but he might enjoy it because the guy is just that talented. He's really good. I don't like it. You should stop. But overall, the song is super good. I'm definitely hearing that Dance Gavin Dance connection. I don't think they're doing what Dance Gavin Dance does very well, but they're doing what they do a lot better, because it's a lot more kind of prog confusion inspired. It's less Swancore, a little bit more prog.
Swancore? What's Swancore?
Will Swan is the guitarist of Dance Gavin Dance and spawned an infinitum of copies.
Oh, okay.
Swancore.
Dude, that's wild. That's kind of badass to have a whole genre named after you.
Yeah. It's a many aspire.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess
overall, it's a cool band. I'm definitely gonna check them out a little bit more. Not if Joey Holiday is singing on it.
That's fair.
Go back to Camp Rock.
I will say that despite my like for Coheed and Cambria vocal work, the least favorite part about it was the vocals, probably. The music is fucking fantastic, but that's cool. It looks like a new discovery for all of us. So, hell yeah. Next up is a Dusty pick. Got that one right. I did it. Guys, it's like I've never left, you know? We got Alaska by Pine Grove.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't think of a third one, so I was like, well, this has been a band that's been popping up a lot for me lately, and I usually don't skip over most of their songs, so I enjoy the guy's voice. It's pretty unique. There's not much else super crazy from like musical standpoint, but I don't know, I like his voice, so I figured Caleb would have hated this too. So I was thinking about him at that time as well, so thoughts and prayers. But I don't know, it's just another algorithm song. I don't know, it's just, this is kind of, you know, last minute thing, so like I'll just put them out there.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I would classify this as a totally fine track. I wouldn't mind if it popped up playing in the cafe, you know. I imagine, I don't know, it's like pretty good for the type of music it is, but I've talked about it a million times, but I always apply this type of music to my workspace, and so I wouldn't mind it. It's like Peach Pit adjacent, you know, like it'd be on the Peach Pit radio, or Peach Pit radio station. So
maybe a poor man's Shins kind of thing.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Zach Braff wouldn't put this on his movie soundtrack, but
Spartan State 2.
Yeah, maybe if it was the sequel, you know, for sure.
Yeah, sorry, Scott Bakula, something like that. You know? Dude.
We might have just discovered something brilliant here. So me and David, this is going to be a weeds moment real quick. Me and David on the Whack Harlan's Brothers have been talking about how awesome it would be to write a horror movie based in a Perkins restaurant, right? Like, it'd be incredible.
The Perkins in Ritzville, Washington, of all places.
Dude, it's gone now. It's gone. It's a Mexican restaurant now.
Rest in peace, Perkins. But how amazing would it be to have Garden State 2 starring Scott Bakula as Zach Braff's previous character?
He aged well.
What?
But it could have been like a tie-in to Quantum Leap, where he actually leaps back in the Garden State universe.
Bro, there it is. There it is. It's actually it's a psych out. It's a Quantum Leap movie titled Garden State 2. Yes. Oh, I love it. See, people need to pay us for these ideas, man. These are good. These are Hollywood ideas, all right? Wait, there's a strike going on. We're not unionized. We're not scabs either, though.
No, we're
goddamn
not
it.
Scabbing. Julie Shaver free.
Okay. Out of the weeds. Overall, yeah, I liked it. So I'll give it that fine pass. Jameson, how about you?
I liked it. It was pretty, just kind of like unoffensive indie rock, kind of lo-fi a little bit. I don't know why, but I kept hearing like a hint just of the guy's voice. I don't know his name, but the lead singer of the Decemberist. Like, I don't know. That's, I kind of heard a little bit of that in there. And I know like the style of music isn't close, but it was good. Yeah, nothing really to complain about with this one. I don't think I'd ever skip it, but it's not getting added to my list. And like, I probably won't remember it in 2 weeks.
Well, Nick, what about you?
I enjoyed this one.
Ooh.
Have you guys ever seen that picture? It's usually in a meme of that big suit of the knight in the big suit of armor. He's like armored up head to toe, but there's an arrow going into his eye slit.
No.
That's the suit of armor that protects me from indie bullshit.
And this one got
that arrow is Pine Grove right now.
Oh.
It's like the tiniest little target for me to like this style. Just stomp clap adjacent bullshit. And Pine Grove is it. I think I'm a fan. Definitely going to have to check out some more of these guys.
Hell yeah. That's legit. All right. What's up next then? Jumping right back into one of me's. I got Bobby Boucher by Earth Gang Benji and somebody else. I can't remember the other person's. What was it? Something about Spillage. Spillage Village, I think. This song fucking bangs. This song's great. I think it's like, I don't know, it's just groovy. I like the vocal work. I like the transitions between different like artists. It's just, I don't know. It's a kicking song. You can just put your head down and just kind of bob to it. I know it's not going to be for everybody. That's why I put it on here also. So, Nick, let's just get you out of the, let's start with you, because you might be the softest. I'm not sure. You might like not hate it the most. Maybe you will. I don't know.
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
Yes.
I don't know anything about this group, or I don't know very much about hip hop as a whole, but like
the hip hop,
I don't, my resume doesn't include very much hippin' and or hopping. But I mean, it's a groove.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Hell yeah. Earth Gang's legit. I think I can't remember if I put one of their songs on a different playlist or not, but yeah. Jameson, how about you?
I like this. It was really super random today.
Yes.
Well, not so much this song, but me and one of my coworkers randomly just made a couple like quotes from The Waterboy, and then I heard this song and I was like, wow, that is the weirdest coincidence ever.
That's the universe telling you, you got to watch The Waterboy again, man.
Yeah. Like, we were just like, well, snakes don't really have parts, but if I had to say, you're probably eating his knee. But about this song, it's fun. It's bouncy. Yeah, like, I was totally just bobbing along to it. Maybe, you know what, I'm gonna add it right now. It's gonna go on my list. So yes. Thank you, Jared. I like it.
Hang on, was this song actually in Waterboy?
No.
Oh,
it's for some reason titled Bobby Boucher.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I think aside from the mention of water in the movie, in the song, I can't think of a connection. But Dusty, this is probably your favorite track on the playlist.
Yeah, it's not for me. It's okay. I don't care for this Kmart version of Cardi B or middle of this album or song. Yeah, I didn't care for her, or maybe a guy with a very, very different voice. I don't know.
Dude.
Which I agree, I didn't love that part either, but it picks it up.
Yeah, I think that verse slaps,
but
man.
I don't know.
What the kids say. That's...
Yeah, I can't deal with kids in their music these days with their... Yeah.
That's
I was... When I saw the title, it said Bobby... To me, at first, I saw Bobby Butcher. I was like, Butcher from the show The Boys? And then I was like, I was disappointed that it wasn't about Butcher from The Boys. That was Billy Butcher, but that's all I could think about when I saw the title. And then I was like, oh, Boucher, okay. But yeah, Mama says don't listen to this music. in the lights of what Bobby Boucher would say. They say this music is the devil.
It's got the devil. Bobby Boucher, that music is the goddamn devil. All right. Well, that's expected. I was just thinking, Dusty, what we should get you is a series of hats that say, like, rap bullshit, techno bullshit. And anytime you have one, you just got to pop that hat on. Enough of this techno bullshit. All right, Nick, we got one of your songs up next. You want to just help me out here and just read the title for me?
I'm going to do my best. I don't speak Turkish, or which is what I'm assuming this language is. Rakia Sukataman.
I couldn't have said it better myself, man.
Any of that could be horribly pronounced, so I apologize if I'm butchering that. This band I discovered in the most bizarre way, but on the... Recently, a Star Wars game came out called Jedi Survivor, in the game you kind of like restore and repair and like get a cantina going, and part of that is finding some sick tunes that you can get in your cantina, and you can go across the street and buy some Alt and Gun music to play in your cantina. Wow. Except they go by Alton Laser Blaster.
Dude, that's fucking dope.
But, like the song that they have in the game is such a fucking groove. I was like, damn. I was just sitting there, like, I would go and like request it from the DJ, who was a droid.
Well, of course.
So I could just sit there and like chill in my cantina listening to some really cool music. So I had to go, I wound up checking these guys out, and they've got just a really awesome discography of music that's all more or less like kind of like this. Super they're an American group of, I think, like Turkish ancestry, from, I think, Sacramento, and they all just kind of got together and started playing some groovy shit, and I've been really digging them lately.
Yeah, well, I mean, your Star Wars tale solidified my like for the song, because I definitely like the song. Fucking is awesome, if you ask me. Like, it was so unexpected. I was like, oh my god, dude, what's this gonna be? I was so happy with what it turned out to be. And I just, like, honestly though, like, I love the idea of like listening to like a song like this, just kicking in a Star Wars cantina, waiting for some action to walk through the door, like, you know, whatever scum and villainy might be right around the corner. That's fucking dope, dude. Yeah, this is like a contender for my top spot for sure. And I'm definitely gonna have to like look more into more of their music. Yeah, just a fucking crazed track. Dusty, how'd you feel about this song though?
It's pretty fun. I could have done without the singing. I could have just gone with the instrumental version of this. Just give me that groovy late 60s, early 70s classic psychedelic feel. I thought I heard a little bit of a sitar in there, or if that's just a sitar effect on that guitar. But I enjoyed that, and I just, yeah, enjoyed all that. You don't get a whole lot of wah pedals these days anymore on songs, and so that's pretty cool. But I mean, didn't get around to play that Jedi Survivor game, is it Fallen Jedi, you said? Because the first one was Jedi Survivor, wasn't it?
No, the second one is Jedi Survivor. The first one was Fallen Order.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which is hilarious because the plot of the first game is about how he survived.
Yeah, that's what I remember saying. All right. But yeah, that, you know, I enjoyed this. I'm not sure if I'll seek out the gun, but
the laser blaster.
I just want to know how they managed to get into that game. I mean, that's pretty cool. So,
dude, that's dope as hell.
Oh, apparently it's not a sitar. It's something called a baglama or saz. It's a plucked string instrument that is long.
Oh. I've always liked long plucked stringed instruments, so that's cool. I mean, yeah, I've tasted that before. Jameson, how about you, man?
Super fun song, man. It's really fun vibes. I don't know. I more so would have expected this on an Austin playlist than a Nick playlist. Whoever puts it on, like, it's pretty fucking good. So, agree. I think I'll go check out this album too. I know I've complained about vocals in different languages in the past, but I think this fits with this, with the vibes in this track. So I'm gonna give it a listen. I gotta be to work by 4 a.m. to paint some flight controls, so maybe I'll just say fuck it and listen to some shit like this.
Dude, just blast it. All right, so next up,
wheels to it.
Jameson, we got Fool's Gold, Calling All Captains.
Ah, yeah, this is another one I've had. I'm not gonna lie, this one is starting to wear out on me a little bit. I've listened to it a bit too much, I think. But it was another one from a daily mix maybe a month ago. Just kind of your standard, like the other two, pop punk with a bit of emo influence. I think it, like, maybe his vocals aren't quite as unique as, say, Hot Mulligans, but kind of in that same genre. Yeah, I like it. I kind of reached for it, though. I probably could have came up with something better. Interested to see what you guys think, though, because I liked it better maybe 2 weeks ago.
You've just been listening to it so much?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I've had, like, there's probably 10 songs on the top of my like list that have just been kind of on repeat, because, like, 10 songs is usually, like, an album's worth of music, and then it's like, okay, I gotta do something else. I'm gonna listen to a podcast now or something, and then, like, the next day I'll, like, click on the like list, go through those 10 again. Yeah. And then I burn myself out on them.
Yeah. I actually recently had, like, kind of done similar. Like, I sort of just, like, realized after, like, a week, I was just like, I feel like I've been listening to the same fucking songs, like, all week. Yeah. And, like, and it's like I like them more at the beginning of the week, and So, you know, you do have to kind of like almost shove them aside for a little bit so you can re-enjoy them.
Yep.
I mean, this song's like, you know, I'd say it's pretty like par for the course for the genre they're shooting for, which did you call it Midwest emo?
I don't know if I'd say this is Midwest emo.
It's similar, at least.
Yeah, I guess. Like, yeah, yeah.
I do think Midwest emo is probably a little nerdier sounding.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's solid for like the type of music it is.
Yeah.
I definitely like. Yeah, I kind of like that that tail end where, you know, dude kind of like screams out, some things cut out, and then the drums kick back in with everything heavy really fast.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's like some dynamic to it. I mean, it's a good track. If you know, if we were like grading things like Nick, you know, with a C minus earlier, I'd give this a solid. I'd give this a B. But like, it's like, you know, you just got you almost had a B minus. It was like 83%.
Yeah.
Or is 83% still a B minus?
It's no, I think 83 is a B.
Okay.
82 solid gets you B, a B minus.
So. All right, narrowly escaped by. Nick, how'd you feel about this one?
This one also pops up every so often in my playlists, and I don't often skip it because when I'm listening to this type of music, this is right in the pocket. Calling All Captains they're a good band. They're a good example of their genre, and this song is a pretty good song. I couldn't tell you it's the best song in the genre.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good. I wish it was a little bit more excitingly, like, dynamically arranged, because it just kind of, like, plays one part, and then it plays the next part, and then there's a build-up, and I don't know. I just wish they would do something a little more surprising. But I like music for people who have ADHD. Overall, it's fine.
Dusty, how about you?
Yeah, it's fine. I kind of liked his voice. I mean, it's not the most unique one, but solid. I mean, not too high. Everyone wants, I need the kind of a little bit deeper voice to it. But no, it was a solid tune. These guys haven't popped up for me yet, so I'm sure that'll start to come up now that I've seen some of this, or if I listen to some of this. But yeah, another solid track. Yeah. Nothing negative to say about them. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I was like, this is just it's a good track. Like,
I think that's where I'm at with it too.
Like, yeah.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of like how I was really into that Cliff Diver song for a while there, and I get to where you're like. And if I give it a couple days, I'm gonna like it a little bit more, you know, again. But
yeah,
I definitely get that way with a lot of tracks where I'm just like, you just run them into the ground.
Yep.
And then you come back to them like a month or two later, you kind of get that catchiness again. You're like, all right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh yeah, that's right. Well, okay, Dusty, you're up in the spotlight here. This next song, Angus the Prize Winning Hog by the Toxhards. What is this song, man?
I sent these couple of songs to Nick a few weeks ago. I'm like, of this band, they're just so stupid. But I don't know, it's a catchy song. I think it was like an Instagram or something, and this girl like was having a wedding and was like, when your brother is in a band, it's lead singer of a band, and you decide to have him as your wedding band, and it showed him, and he comes out in this giant, it's like Nick's transformer or whatever outfit he has.
It's the Megazord.
It's a giant pig, and like the video show them doing this song where he like came into this epic entrance as this big singing. Just a bunch of grandparents just very disappointed looking up front. And I guess they played three full sets of their different stuff and some covers and stuff like that. But I don't know. It's a stupid song that has some weird things going on throughout it that I thought was fun. Some of their other music's decent, but it's a lot of like this. So like, I was like, compared to just like something that Jay Schnatter would have put out if we had more talent and better recording equipment, because this is like right down our alley of what we would have done, which is some completely random bullshit. But then you got like the technical aspect of it where, you know, Nick shredding or whatever, just randomly, you're like, oh, these guys can actually kind of play. So, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm just laughing about how like that was like a thing for so long. I was like, well, like if Nick just shreds a solo right here, like, yeah, dude. No, this song is like, I did think about like all of us immediately. I was like, this. I know why Dusty likes this song. It's just ridiculous, and like it is absolutely something like we would have tried to do back in the day. It's a fucking weird song that like it's just so like I don't know, like, well, okay, the thing I like about these kind of songs, I think, is that it's like you create this character and you're like, you're asking everybody to give as much of a shit about this character that you've created like amongst you and your dickhead friends, like Angus the prize-winning hog, man, the most amazing fucking like thing we've ever come up with. And it's just like there's no frame of reference for it as a listener. You're just like, what the fuck are they singing about, man?
Like, it's like, it's like, the Serpent King. It's,
yeah, absolutely.
Mantar. Like, what are they? If anybody outside of your town or your group of friends are like, yeah, they have no clue who Mantar is. But it's like, if you're from Eastmont in that era, you probably know who Mantar is. But that's a very niche group here in courts.
That's what I mean. I just think I think there's something charming about that. Like, I love it. It's, but yeah, it's a weird song. There's definitely some proficiency in terms of like the musicianship and the vocal work even, you know, and, but it's just, it's, yeah, it's like, this is like what I imagined Dr. Gonzo was listening, like heard in his head when after he sniffed, like huffed a bunch of ether and went walking down Las Vegas, you know, like it just, it's crazed, absolutely crazed. Nick, how'd you feel about this song?
I did not realize that this was the same guy from that video. I saw that video too, and Dusty, I think, did you send me the video or did you send me the song?
I just see the song, because when I heard that, I looked them up and then I kind of went through their discography and they, yeah.
I don't think I ever got around to listening to that. If it was, I just dropped the ball on that one, because I listened to it for the first time today. I gotta say, when I heard this song start, I let out an audible, exasperated gasp. I was just wondering how much of this nonsense am I gonna have to tolerate before it turns into something good? And the answer is 50 seconds of this 3 minute and 51 second song. The payoff is so fucking worth it. My patience was rewarded. This gets so goddamn good, and it's a little closer to Schmatter than we're admitting at this point. Like, there's a part just right in the beginning where it just busts into like a 5-4 like prog riff thing where you start just kind of chanting about the hog. Which is something that we did in Something's Happening. When the part for when we went, for, I believe, from a ska and with a trumpet crescendo into a 5-4 like prog rock riff part that ended, I think, in me and Jasper just like shrieking in 3 inches of blood style falsetto. This is strikingly similar to some of our finest. This was really great. This is the result. I looked up these guys after listening to it a handful of times today, because this was one of my tops on this playlist. This is the result of what happens when you get a bunch of like rabid theater kids, some instruments. This is what happens.
Instruments and Red Bull.
this was half fucking System of a Down, half show tunes with some like added black metal groove to it. It was some real bullshit. I had a great time.
Dude, I'm so glad you mentioned System of a Down, because I definitely got some System of a Down vibes off of parts of this song.
I don't even like System of a Down.
Neither do I, dude. Like, I don't know where they fit in into the world, but they were there for a brief, for a moment, and I'm glad they're out of my life. Jameson, how'd you feel about this?
Without question, this is my least favorite song on the playlist. I really hate everything about it. It is just horrendous. I tried to listen to it 5 different times and could not make it through once. It's theatrical bullshit. It is fucking... It gives me the heebie-jeebies with how much I dislike this. It's just no good for me. I'm glad you boys enjoy it, but it did say under, because I had to look at this band's bio just to see like what the fuck is happening, and it does say a group of shitty college theater club is where their like their beginnings were, and I mean it very much comes through.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
I haven't been to watch the music video for it because whenever it like plays on that screen in Shazam, it usually has like clips from music video. It just looks wild.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Oh man. Yeah. There's this song is just I don't know, like. I'm going to listen to it again and I'm going to laugh about it because of all the things we've talked about. But I feel like I'm just like, it's like, it unsettles me just enough to make me like intrigued by it, you know? It's, but it's also like, I feel weird listening to this song.
It's very uncomfortable.
I don't want to play it on the speakers. I just want to listen to it on my headphones.
Yeah, they got another song that's over there. They just released with like over a million listens, but it's a.
Jeez.
About him getting in a car wreck and his intestines coming out and shoving him back in, going to work, and talking about how his boss doesn't want to see him bleed, but it's a really sketchy song.
If I see you bleed one more time, you're going home for the day. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, rounding out the playlist, we have Nick's last song, Red Letter by Arch Echo.
Yeah, so I've mentioned liking, you know, occasionally being into some guitar porn type music. So I get a lot of recommendations. And when I'm feeling like I really want to groove out and listen to some just fusion and just sultry guitar work, I'll put on one of those playlists. And Spotify usually, like, it's pretty good. It's fine. But, like, it gets old after a little bit. But this band came on. And it absolutely blew me the fuck away because it didn't sound like it was written by just a guy with a guitar and a computer. Because I can tell what that sounds like being one of those people. So I looked them up and they're a full like 5-piece band. And every last one of these guys is an absolutely phenomenally talented musician. Every last one of them adds their own kind of their elements to it. And it just kind of turns it into this monster of a track that sounds like something that would play in a racing game on the PlayStation 1. It's so cool. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, this is definitely like early PlayStation 1 video game, like racing music. Like this song rips though, dude. Like I don't know why. I think it's literally just because of the songs that you've introduced us to over time, Nick, that now I'm like something that has this much energy and just like shreds all the way through. I'm just like, fucking bring it. Like, yeah, this song's a wild one, man. It's got all the unstoppable fucking guitar playing that you need. Because it's just like all throughout. Like it like has a small moment in the beginning where there's no shredding really happening, and then all of a sudden just shred city. So it's
just like it's jazz. It's so jazzy and it's so happy.
That's what I mean. Like there's like certain parts where it just like pockets itself into like this groove, and I don't know. There's a lot of dynamic going on in here. That's super cool that it is actually like five musicians like hashing this stuff out, you know? Yeah, I'm definitely gonna like learn, like, or not learn more. I'm definitely gonna listen to more of them for sure. Cause this is just good, like good groove power into the day kind of music, if you ask me. Jameson, you shredding along with this one?
Yeah, for sure. I think if you melted Nick down into some sort of goo and then pressed him into a vinyl record, this is what would play.
Yeah, like, bro, yeah.
It just, like, screams Nick Flannery to me. Like, maybe not high school Nick Flannery, but current form Nick Flannery pressed into a vinyl album, this would be it. And I don't even know if this would play well on vinyl, but that's what I'm going with.
That's
but
brilliant.
Fucking rips. The guitars are insane. Like, this is not my everyday listening, but I'll probably, like, save this for special occasions.
Yo.
So, yeah, it's, we need that extra flavor, you know?
That's right.
Nick, or not Nick, Dusty, how about you?
You know, this is like the second time I've listened to this, but I do get that. I was like, oh, this is a Nick track. Maybe you're playing some Gran Turismo or something like that back in the day. Maybe the sound quality not as good on the compressed disc that came on, but but no, this is good. It's like if you were to buy the Gran Turismo soundtrack or something like that, but their musicians a little bit better on this than that probably. But yeah, no, it's definitely Nick track. I can see where, you know, get that influence for solos and stuff from. So as you said, it's guitar porn. So, but it also has really good production value, just even from like the percussion standpoint and a little bit of keyboard going on. So it's just not, I mean, it's, yeah, the main thing is the guitar, but there is some good driving force behind it. So I enjoyed it quite a bit. So even just on my handful of listens since you added it late. So,
yeah. But. Well, and like, not, you know, just that end where it gets like kind of like doomy for a second, you know, and there's that like
that breakdown kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's a fun fucking song.
It's like, oh, you're getting into the dark part of the castle you're going into.
Yo, for real, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did get some clips of Dober feel in there. What was that one guitar player did that? It's like, is it Eric Johnson or something? But yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Hell yeah.
Though, so, didn't hate anything really on this list, so.
These guys are going to be playing at the end of October in Seattle, but it's on a Monday. Mm. So I'm trying to work up the motivation to do it on a work night.
Dude, that would be pretty cool, honestly. Hell yeah. Well, you know, it's always kind of great when we've had a little bit of a hiatus. It's always great to sort of like throw one of these together and catch up on each other's tastes currently. Because that is sort of like one of the brilliant things about this podcast overall, right? Is that like we kind of experience each other's tastes, but we also get to like, you know, sort of learn from each other's tastes sometimes. So. That being said, we got to hit our tops and bottoms, you know. Jameson, do you happen to have yours set aside?
Yeah, I'll go for it. I mean, I've already said it. Way down at the bottom is Angus. I could not do that song. That is not a hog that I'm going to be eating. And I love eating hogs, so.
Yeah, boy.
Top, I'm fighting it out right now between the eating food and fighting wizards and the Alton Gunn track. I think I'm gonna go with the Alton Gunn track. And I think I am. Fuck it. 3:30 a.m. This is going in my ears, so
yeah.
I like that one quite a bit.
There you go.
Get some Turkish coffee to that.
Dusty, what about you? Do you have your top and bottom?
I think so. It's probably got that Commonwealth song Fear for my top. I mean, I love the couple pop punky emo-y songs on here. That's one that intrigued me the most. I've been meaning to get to listening to the album. So, the bottom, this is gonna have to be Bobby Boucher. Just
fair enough.
I can't get past the Kmart Cardi B. I just can't.
Dang.
Yeah, she's not for me. So stay away from that water, boy.
Stay away from that water. Nick, what about you?
Mm, All right, I'm gonna have to. I'm going for the top for it being the most intriguing and wonderful thing I got to listen to on this playlist. But Angus, the prize winning hog by the Toxhards, right at the top for me. That was ridiculous, and it was a very weird way to spend 3 minutes and 51 seconds, and I don't regret it.
I don't regret it.
There's nothing really terribly offensive to me on this playlist, which is, Maybe I just like music now. Maybe this playlist broke me.
This is what I've become.
I just like things now? How boring is that? No, Iron Man can go at the bottom for me. It's not because it's a bad song or because of the Cancer Bats are a bad band. It's because I don't really think they really brought anything to the table that Ozzy didn't bring to the table like 40 fucking years ago.
Dude, I mean, wise point though, my friend. Like, and as a matter of fact, I am going to join you in that department. I put that song on, but I do think out of the lineup, like I was just going up and down the list and I was literally just like, what fucking song am I going to put on the bottom? Like, I really just like enjoyed most of this music. It was great to like hear some new stuff, hear some, you know, some like bands I've listened to, but now it's like another track, you know? And I just, yeah, I would agree with you. It's nothing new to the table. Cancer Bats are awesome. It's a fun cover, but yeah, I mean, it's fine. I don't need it on here. I almost want to agree with Jameson on the Alton Goon. That track fucking rips. Oh, it's gonna be like
music, man.
Dude, it's Cantina music. It's it's tough, man, because I feel like that's gonna be my top pick. Close second is gonna be Red Letter though. Red Letter was like was fucking legit. Overall, like I feel like this was a solid playlist though. The only outlier is probably my random hip hop song in there. Otherwise it melds pretty well.
we need that. We need that done to us.
That's why I put it on there, man. I was like, listen. I listen to hip hop, you know, I'm going to be that nagging voice in the back of everybody's head, I guess.
We can't just all wind up on the same homogenized playlist. We got to listen to weird shit. I want to hear more weird shit in my algorithms.
Yeah, songs about hogs and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, fellas. This has been an absolute pleasure. I love when the council can convene and put our brilliant minds to the task of making fun of each other. So yeah, absolutely. I just great time tonight. Then hopefully the next episode you Corn Dogs will be listening to, we'll have a special little treat from our fellow council member, Mr. Caleb. And I guess any final thoughts, any last words?
Keep your stick on the ice.
There you go.